Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour 3 here on a Wednesday afternoon. If you're watching on YouTube, you saw me check my phone to make sure what day it was. So thank you. And you can watch along on YouTube at youtube.com/1080TheFan or twitch.tv/1080TheFan. We appreciate you. We love you. Join in the conversation.
Don't forget the AM. 1080 AM The Fan.
1080 AM. Did I not say AM?
No.
Wow.
It's okay. We just want people going to the right fan, you know? People go to the wrong Danny and Dusty show page.
That's one of my favorite things. The fact that there's another Danny and Dusty.
Yeah, Danny Cannell and Dusty Dvorak, they have a show. And I was actually emailing with a guy back and forth who he is friends with Danny Cannell. And he was like, did you know there's another Danny and Dusty? I'm like, yeah, we know. We get tweets about it
pretty regularly,
and he's like, oh, crazy. He texts Danny and Cannell's like, what?
I mean, the chances of that happening are,
and we launched I think 3 months before they did. And it was just boom
entirely
right in a row, coincidental.
It's a very, very weird thing.
But we get weird tweets from them all the time.
Usually angry. They're never happy.
Yeah, no.
It's always because they're very mad at
Twitter.
Usually, it's weird. They're usually very mad at Danny Cannell.
Odd.
It's the Dannys that are always people that are mad at. Although, Dusty Dvorak being the voice of reason over there.
Yeah, that may tell you something. May tell you something there.
Woo! Speaking of voices of reason... This is a bit of a weird one. There's now been an article according to ESPN, an article from ESPN, highlighting why Bill Belichick was not remotely considered for any head coaching jobs around the NFL, particularly as it pertains to the Atlanta Falcons. And I think you and I were talking about this as far as like when we started kind of whittling down how many jobs are out there for left for Vrabel, left for Belichick. And we heard the line about Vrabel being that from Diana Rossini was that
He's too big.
He's too big, and he's imposing and intimidating in interviews, which if you're a tiny little man, I could imagine that that's being a thing because Vrabel is huge. But, yeah, I wasn't buying that. And this one, as it pertains to Belichick, I'm buying it, but I'm a bit shocked by it.
Yeah, and look, it's a lot of the same things that go with that Vrabel report from Russini, and what is going into Belichick is that both of those guys, literally, Mike Vrabel casts a large shadow.
Yes.
But in Bill Belichick casts a figurative large shadow. Mm-hmm. He's got 8 Super Bowl rings to his name, 6 as a head coach, 2 as a coordinator. He had a 20-year run of dominance in New England that we have not seen in
the NFL ever.
I mean, for 20 years, it's like the old Green Bay Packers, yeah. Right? But what we're seeing and what we're hearing out of this article especially is that it wasn't necessarily the age, even though that did play a factor.
Sure, he's 71.
Some teams were run off from the fact that, in this report, he said that the Eagles were kicking the tires on Bill Belichick because of the fact that his pedigree, his history, his winning tradition. But what they ended up concluding on is that, one, Nick Sirianni's done a pretty damn good job in Philly. Mm-hmm. And two, there is a worry that once he gets Don Shula's record and he's only 15 wins away from that, then he just steps away and he retires. And if that's in 2 years, what you know of Bill Belichick is he's going to want to do it his way. And he is going to want to reset the culture, reset the structure of the organization. And this article kind of outlines how the interview process with Arthur Blank in the Atlanta Falcons, it went to a point where Belichick was okay with ceding power and control to Rich McKay and Terry Fontenot, who are the president and the GM of the Falcons. And in an initial meeting with Arthur Blank on his mega yacht, they've made sure to highlight the mega yacht several times in there.
Mm.
You know, that's
it's
like
a fun thing to say.
It's like Arthur Blank's like, yeah, make sure you mention my mega yacht in there a few times and I'll give you a couple quotes. But they met on the mega yacht and Arthur Blank was really high on Bill Belichick. And in there they say that, you know, Blank had thought that he'd found his man in Bill Belichick. They had a second interview at his mansion, which they also made a very clear point several times to mention that Arthur Blank has a mansion in Atlanta, which I would expect nothing less from the Home Depot founder, but that they went to the mansion and met with Fontenot and McKay there. Mm-hmm. And those two guys, even though Belichick was saying, hey, I'm going to fall in line with you guys. This isn't my way or the highway. Isn't necessarily the way to do things anymore. And they have several quotes in there from, you know, Belichick confidants who said that, look, he even sat down with the sitting head coach and was like, you know, my way, maybe it's not the right way to do it anymore. And so there was a willingness and an openness for Belichick to not let all the power go, but to let football decision makers and have a structure that we see front offices have
on
play
note.
Out.
Though the willingness and the openness does not guarantee, I'm going to make something up here, ableness.
Yeah.
Just because he thinks he can and just because he's open to the idea of doing it, it's very, very different when it's actually taken away.
And that is what the worry and the concern is. And like with Vrabel and his being an imposing person, that scared people away. And there's fragile egos in the NFL. They didn't want to be in that situation. With Belichick, the figurative large shadow that he casts in the fact that he was the general manager for, you know, a decade and a half in New England as well as the head coach, that got the decision makers in Atlanta to kind of sway Arthur Blank. But what is also in this article is one that we saw in the Dynasty, the Netflix doc. It's not copacetic between the Krafts and Bill Belichick. And though publicly, you know, Robert Kraft has said he supported Bill Belichick, he wants to find him a gig. In this article, it's in there that Robert Kraft talked to Arthur Blank because they're pretty good friends. And he said, you can't trust Bill Belichick. He said he's not a trustworthy person. And if you, like, that is one thing that you sit there and you go, what is it, something that's going to get under Belichick's skin? A guy who grew up on the Naval Academy campus in Annapolis, where his dad was a longtime assistant coach, a guy that structure and being of your word are very important things. Dude, that's a big dig at Robert Kraft. And as this is kind of all playing out, you sit there and you wonder, and it's actually in this article, is one of Belichick's confidants is like, well, for the Krafts, why would they want Belichick to get another job? Because if Tom Brady leaves and he has success, and then Bill Belichick leaves and he has success, then who was the problem in New England?
Uh-oh.
And then you're starting to go, is this a situation where it's the age of Bill Belichick, it is the power-hungry nature of Bill Belichick, or is this also Robert Kraft saying, yeah, I'm just going to kind of, for lack of a better term, blackball him from the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners all kind of going in line, in which kind of leads everybody to believe that there's one last shot for Bill Belichick to be a head coach, and it's with the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones. If they cut ties with Mike McCarthy this year, Belichick and Jerry Jones are buddies, apparently, which those conversations would be bizarre. And that would be a complete S show. But that might be his last crack to break Don Shula's all-time wins record and get another job as a head coach.
Just think of the power struggle there.
Think of Jerry going out and doing what Jerry does, right?
And Bill going, shut up.
Yeah, it would drive him crazy.
Now I want to see this.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think that both of these things can be true. I don't think Bill Belichick has it within him to just fall in line, concede all power to everybody else and be like, yeah, no, I'm just going to be a football coach and coach ball. No.
You just said he went to where for school?
Well, he grew up at the Naval Academy. Okay. He didn't go there. He went to some private, like, small college.
Okay, for some reason, I thought he was an academy guy.
No, he just grew up literally on the campus.
I had Citadel in my head for some reason. But, again, being around power and power structures, you know what happens when there's power available? Guys like that, they take it. They don't they don't willingly give it away. That's not how you get there.
Wesleyan.
Wesleyan.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, Wesleyan College. I think he played lacrosse there.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
He played lacrosse.
Yeah, he looks like a lax bro.
Yeah, but this is a... I don't think we see Bill Belichick as a head coach anymore in the NFL.
That'd be wild to just go out like that.
I don't think Jerry, even if they do fire Mike McCarthy, I don't think, because like if he doesn't kill Jerry Jones, he'll kill Dak Prescott.
Which,
in the Dak Prescott's entering the final year of his deal, and they may be hard reset.
That but also
then
might
you're,
be fun.
But then you're going rebuild, like, and you're trying to find another quarterback who's going to want to come and play for Bill Belichick in Dallas for Jerry Jones. You're looking for two completely different personalities of who's going to be
That's tough.
Of the Dallas Cowboys at that point. Mm. And this is a big year. This is a huge year for Dallas.
Oh,
this
for sure.
is a massive year. You're rolling the dice and you're saying, Dak, go prove it and we'll pay you. Mike McCarthy, prove it and you'll be the head coach moving forward. This is a monumental season for the Dallas Cowboys, who said they're all in and have done pretty much nothing. Pretty much nothing.
It's all very dumb.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, the Packers and Eagles are going to play some football in Brazil. There might be a little problem with that. Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
In case you think Philadelphia is totally unhinged, and it mostly is, it does get weirder. It does get more unhinged. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers are going to play in Brazil. That's in itself a pretty cool story. Also, why are we doing this? But the Eagles and the Packers could both be banned from wearing the color green because the stadium that they're playing in, which belongs to Corinthians, the Brazilian soccer team, has the color green banned due to an intense rivalry with Palmeiras.
See, we think we take our sports seriously. No. We do not. How many stadiums have colors just banned from them? Like, we have nightclubs that'll be like, you can't wear any colors, right? Because of the gang activity.
Sure.
But we don't have our teams banning other teams' colors.
No, we
from
don't.
Going into the stadium.
We don't have purple and gold banned from Moda. Although we probably should.
We should. I wouldn't be opposed to it. Well, also blue and gold,
yes.
Too. Because
just gold.
Warriors fans are
obnoxious.
That game where they were in Moda on Thursday, I don't blame Blazer fans for not going at the end of the year, but at the same time, it was like, damn.
Well, it's also
looks like a Warriors home game.
It's a much more affordable ticket than, you know, going to San Francisco and paying $6,000 for a ticket.
Ooh, that's a great question. Would it be more affordable to just fly up, come watch a game in Portland, crash on somebody's couch, than go to an actual Warriors game?
If you're talking about like a relatively good ticket, yes. 100%.
That's wild.
Yeah.
that is crazy to think about. But not having green, going to be really hard.
Yeah, because Packers, it's the Packers and Eagles.
And like this has gotten to the point where the Corinthians team fined one of their own players for wearing green on his cleats, on his boots.
And that's the thing is, this is not like primary color green.
Mm-mm.
This like, you invited the two greenest teams in the NFL.
Yeah,
to come play.
Probably should have looked into that a little bit.
Like, Jacksonville's the only other one that's maybe more green?
And the people in Brazil weren't
the Jets.
Jets. Yeah, have the Jets. So, the Eagles may have to wear their black uniforms.
Okay, but it has green trim.
Yeah.
I mean, they fined a guy for having green on his cleats.
Yeah, I think they're just going to let this pass for one day. But there's signage in the stadium. Huge signs that say green is forbidden.
To just kind of go ahead and take this a step further. They find a guy for having green on his cleats, and you're like, they're just going to let this go. Did you see what happened in Saudi Arabia this last week?
I've been up on my Saudi Arabian
Saudi Arabian
news.
Soccer League. A fan had a whip. He whipped a player for poor performance. The player was leaving the field, had exchanged some words. The player went closer, and the fan whoosh, pulled out Indiana Jones whip and whipped a player.
That puts the Mariners fan with the trident waving it as Ty France hit a double the other night.
That was
shame.
That was just brick.
There's just guy just out there waving his trident like, ah!
Brick killed the guy with the trident.
Golly. And those are confusing ones. Do you think they have a clear bag policy in Saudi Arabia at their games? You know? Because if you you can't go into a stadium here without a clear bag, but that guy can go with a whip or a trident
at
the Mariners games.
You know, I can't say. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. They make you cover up everything else in Saudi Arabia, so I don't think the clear bag's really a problem.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's not a... Yes, and it's not a country that I would want to live in.
No! Definitely not! It's kind of place where maybe you want to carry a trident.
Yeah, Brick killed a guy.
So,
you may want to lay low for a while.
I don't know how the hell they're going to figure this out.
Find a safe house.
Somebody's wearing green, man.
Somebody's wearing green.
Like, even the Packers, even when they strip down to their white and yellows, there's green highlights all over that thing.
Yep.
The helmet.
Yep.
It ain't changing.
There's green everywhere. And it's Green Bay.
Yeah. Green's not allowed. The Bay Packers are playing the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Like, they make you get rid of green in your name.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's what we're going to see.
Mean Joe Packers. With a tackle.
Yeah. And there we go. Mean Joe.
Well, and who in the league office, how is it?
How did this get passed?
Yeah. How do we get to this point?
Because people are dumb.
Yeah, because it was pretty quick after they were like, hey, by the way, the Eagles are going to play the Packers. They already had the post written. Well, here's the issue. Like, how far are we going with green? Could we send the Dolphins down? Is teal too close to green to send the Miami Dolphins
down? I think we should start an international incident. We should, like, have both green, both teams play in green.
Green. All right. I'm in. Let's go. They should just lean fully in, go with the Kelly Green alternates,
yeah.
and we'll call it a day.
Yes.
I'm in. I do
call
like,
their bluff.
The NFL's allowing, do you see that they're allowing three different helmets now for teams?
I saw that the Browns leaked theirs.
Well, the Browns just reverted back to 1994.
Which they should
They
have.
Put the white, like, honestly, they've gone through three uniform changes in, like, the last decade.
Just to get back to
And they've gone back to 1994 where they have the traditional uniforms and a white face mask. Mm-hmm. And look.
No notes.
There's nothing you can do to make the Browns uniforms look good, so they're like, yeah, we tried. We're going back to the OGs.
Mm-hmm. Because the simplicity in it was fine.
And I've long said that all of the old uniforms were perfect, but uniform technology has gotten better.
And, yet
and so they all
suck.
Just look amazing.
Well, like, I mean...
No, all the throwbacks look
amazing
because the uniform technology...
It looks better.
It is caught up to the actual
Wait
design
till Fanatics gets a hold of those.
No, we
That's
cannot
happening.
Let Fanatics...
Oh, you better believe
again.
It's happening.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. I think every other league is looking at Major League Baseball and going, that ain't happening. In NHL's host, because they're already in an agreement to start next year with their uniforms being produced by Fanatics.
No takebacks.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, what happens when somebody cuts an artery because the jersey's too thin?
I don't know how that would happen. Like, the skate just goes too quickly through.
Just whoosh. You're done.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody dies.
Worst case scenario, that's
somebody
all.
Somebody dies.
Oh, worst case scenario, the Miami Heat could win a game tonight. That would be terrible for everybody involved. Let's just be honest. But come in next
Mostly week. For you.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, mostly for you.
We'll take a look at that game as well as the other one. The other ones, too. The Eastern Conference play-in games getting underway tonight. We'll take a look at those going forward. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a Sports Center update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Well, the Western Conference play-in was a nice little success. We get to see the destruction of an empire as the Warriors are sent packing. And Zion showed us what his capabilities are before getting hurt again, unfortunately.
He showed me we just can never trust him to be a star.
But boy, can he be good. But you had some entertaining basketball. Tonight, I think you're going to get at least one game of that. As the early game features the Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers for the right to have the 7th seed and take on the New York Knicks in the first round. The loser taking on the winner of Game 2 tonight, the Hawks and the Bulls. Who do you like in these games?
Philly.
Yeah. Who has Joel Embiid back.
And I could give two you-know-whats about the Hawks-Bulls game.
I care about it because of who will come out of that to take on the loser of the first game.
Because you just want the Heat to lose.
I want the Heat to lose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because remember, the Miami, before making the NBA Finals last year, were a few minutes away from being knocked out of the playoffs by said Chicago Bulls. That was happening. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter.
And they came roaring back.
So,
this
I would like to see it happen again, but this time with the Bulls winning.
And the Sixers, they can start putting a little bit real pressure because New York is a great story, but they are still banged up. No Julius Randle for the playoffs, and he's been out for a really long time. Their surge at the end of the year was really fun to watch, but we also saw, as you called them, the cowardly Cavs, literally not trying to be
they
in
They packed
that
it
too.
Up so they could avoid.
And they wanted that 4 or 5 matchup. They thought that was going to be a better situation for them. Good luck with Boston in the conference semis.
And then they take on Boston. It's like,
yeah,
cool, right. You wanted to say you won a series. Awesome. Have fun.
But Tibbs is going to have, and he had the inability to run his guys into the ground because they had so many different injuries over the course of the year that they're actually in a good spot, New York is. And Jalen Brunson's playing out of this world right now. The Philadelphia 76ers, man, they are. Joel Embiid, you think of people that said that, you know, when Embiid wins the MVP, well, oh, okay. You know, that's just because they don't want to keep giving it to Jokic or whatever. Joel Embiid, the value he has to that 76ers organization, it's incredible. Like, he is such a game changer. And the way that they play when he is in the lineup, what are they, 31-8 with him in the lineup? Is that right?
That sounds about right, yeah.
I think they're 31-8 with him.
And if he would have stayed healthy all season and continued the rate, he would have won MVP.
He
was
out of this world.
Yeah, he was incredible.
And he ended up missing almost half the year. Mm-hmm. He came back and everybody's like, all right, is there going to be rust there? No. I mean, he is playing at an insanely high clip. And he did it in short order. First game, he was back and being the player that we all thought he could be.
Yes. And then in this matchup tonight, Duncan Robinson has been ruled out. Terry Rozier has been ruled out for the Heat. And for the Philadelphia 76ers, De'Anthony Melton is out for the game. Robert Covington has already been ruled out for the rest of the year. KJ Martin out. Joel Embiid is good to go. So you're going to have two teams a little beat up, but you're going to have the Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Tobias Harris triumvirate
Toby.
On the floor, and it's going to have an opportunity to absolutely mop the floor with Miami.
I hope they do.
I do, too. Well, no secret, I don't like that fan base at all.
Look, I think Nick Nurse in Philly.
The adjustments.
He is... apparently a tough cookie to play for.
Yeah, he wears on people, certainly.
At the same time, he's a hell of a basketball coach.
Tactically, it's him and Spo.
Yeah.
They're at the top. I don't think you're going to find anybody arguing that.
I'm pulling for Philly.
I am
pulling for Philly.
I'm absolutely pulling for Philly. I love Joel Embiid. Like, watching him play when he's going, man, there's when you watch Jokic, you're just enthralled by the skill.
In the how?
Yeah. With Joel Embiid, it's how is somebody that big doing all of this?
Yeah.
I can't put into words just how big of a human Joel Embiid makes everyone look small.
Yeah.
Because it's not just that he's 7'1". He's probably 315, 320 pounds. He's enormous. He's a mountain of a human being. And you just watch him put the ball on the floor, spin, half spin, spin back, go over the top, pull up from mid-range, take threes, take guys off the bounce, pump and go. And you're just like, that's not supposed to happen.
It's pretty incredible.
It does not look like, when you see him in person, it does not look right. It looks cartoonish.
He is a little cartoonish.
Oh, he is. And it's truly incredible. And it's such a bummer that his body is just so broken.
Yeah, but at the same time, still able to hold it together mm-hmm. for longer periods than Zion.
It's true. And also, this is because of the quote-unquote rest from having the knee surgery. He's probably healthiest, air quotes, he's ever been going into the playoffs because he's not run down.
Yeah.
And, I mean, last year, you know, he has the, was it the back last year? Was it the back or was it the knee? I can't remember. But, no, it was the knee. It was the left knee. He had, the knee was bothering him.
Back has been a couple of years.
Yes. And then his feet are always a problem. But his knee was bothering him last year, and you could see. He was a shell of himself. He was 50, 60% of himself. The Joel Embiid that is going into this game has been phenomenal for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so you look at this and you kind of look at how this is going to go. I'm definitely picking Philly beyond my bias, but I'm picking Philly because Philly healthy is scaring even Boston.
Yeah.
Like that's how good Joel Embiid can be.
And that would set up for a conference finals matchup. Against
Boston, Philly, 1-7.
But the conference semis would also be good if Milwaukee can get past Indiana, and the Giannis injury is a big one. Milwaukee, Philly would be a hell of a matchup in the conference semifinals. And then if you get Boston in the conference finals, dude, the East is looking like at every step of the way, the matchups are
pretty damn good.
Better than the West. Mm-hmm. Better than the West. And that's saying something, especially after a decade plus of people wondering, does the NBA need to rethink how they seed the playoffs? Because there weren't 8 good teams in the Eastern Conference to make the playoffs. And the West had 10 to 12 teams that were better than any of the top 6 or 6 down to 8 in the Eastern Conference. Times have changed.
The West is still better, but the East is going to probably have better matchups in the first round for sure.
For championship mm-hmm. caliber teams, yeah. Yes, the West.
For sure.
Yeah.
But
top to bottom.
Hawks, Bulls.
Nothing. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I have zero interest in that game.
We have been alerted that there's a report out there that DeMar DeRozan's daughter will not be present for the game.
Yeah, so no shrieking behind the
which did
bucket.
Possibly win them a game.
Hey!
I'm rooting for the Bulls here just because I don't want to see Trae Young's hair any more than I have to.
Or what's left of it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that guy.
Just let it go, dude.
Just let it go,
lean
man.
In. Lean Gosh. In. That or get the nice plugs.
Yeah, get the plugs.
Go
and do
one way or the other. Quit yeah. wavering. Yeah.
Lean into it like Urlacher did.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
just
okay.
Just be like, I did it. Yeah. It is okay.
It's okay. Just go. Like, it LeBron okay. got the cheap plugs.
That's fine.
KD, man. KD and LeBron, watching them the last couple nights.
It's tough love.
The hairlines are... Guys, yeah. just dick it down.
But LeBron is at... LeBron...
He's reached the
it.
Stage of acceptance.
But no, he cannot go Bic.
I know,
he can't do it because of Jordan.
Yeah.
You can't be wearing number 23 and then have your head shaved. Can't do it. Can't do it. Everyone would be like, okay, LeBron. Well, yeah. That, and so I feel for LeBron in that regard. He has to go rug. Yeah.
Which is why he's sick. So.
Or go Carlos Boozer and spray paint it on.
I mean, he did.
Just do it.
He had the bad plugs, remember? The headband that took them out?
I remember when it came off.
Yikes.
Poor dude.
Yikes.
LeBron just can't get any breaks, you know?
Yeah,
it's that LeBron
it's
guy.
It's never coming up good for LeBron.
Yeah, it's just too tough for him.
Just the only player with 40,000 points, 11,000 assists, and 11,000 rebounds.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. Quite the come up story.
Maybe someday something good will happen to that guy.
Right? Yeah. You know. I hope nothing good happens to the Miami Heat.
Samesies.
Yes. Yeah. Just want to put that out there. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand you off to Isaac Suit here on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
As with all things dumb, a union is going to hop in here and have something to say about Jontay Porter. The NBA Players Association has released a statement regarding Jontay Porter and says the NBPA will make sure Jontay has access to the resources he needs during this time in light of the NBA's decision. All players, including Jontay, should be afforded appropriate due process and opportunity to answer any charges brought against them. Shut up.
That one is...
Shut up.
Well, I mean, they're not wrong.
Fall enough. I mean, just...
You should, but...
Fall on the sword on this one and let it go.
But that is the least amount of support you can give a guy from a players union. Yeah. It truly is. Like, that is as far, because they do have the obligation to say, yeah, we have to provide him with resources because he paid dues to the union. And that is about it. That's all they're saying is like, yeah, give him due process, which, America,
sure,
you deserve due process. They're not saying that what the NBA is doing is wrong. Yeah. They're just saying, we'll give him the resources that he paid his union dues for.
Well, and also with the whole due process thing,
has concluded.
Yes. Well, and it's also, this is not a court of law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, the process has concluded, yeah, and it is found without a doubt.
Yes.
You did it.
But yeah, it's the players' union. It's their job to try to look out for the players. And
hey, well, looking out for the
like
players
Dusty
here.
Like Dusty said, they're doing basically the bare minimum.
The looking out for the players here is saying, we absolutely abhor what Jonte Porter did,
yeah,
and it has no business being in our league or associated with our players. That, to me, is more beneficial, yeah, to their players than saying, well, he's respected and due process. Yeah, no, no. Cut the cancer out and go. This is akin to when you, on the teacher's side of things, when you have a criminal that everyone knows is guilty going, yeah, well, due process. And it's like, no, no, get rid of them. Yeah. Push them out. That's the whole point.
Not of the union, though.
No, to take care of people. Where unions lose me entirely.
But this is where they're not supporting him. They're just saying, like, well, he paid his union dues, so they're obligated to. I mean, and they're not. There was zero support for him in anything that he did or his actions. It was, he is going to get resources because he paid for them.
Yeah, no,
we're going to give them to.
My point being that sitting on the sideline for it is not actively good.
Oh, well. I mean, I don't see
how
what you want them to do is not their job, though.
I would love to go back in time to the MLBPA,
yeah,
and Pete Rose. I have a reeling suspicion that wasn't a great relationship when that happened.
I don't know how active they are, or Ben at that time he was a manager too.
That's true. So he, yeah, wouldn't fall in. Well, they fall under a different union.
But at the same time, like, we all know what the NBA, where NBA PA or NFL PA or MLB PA, where they lose me is when a guy does something horrific and they're like, we think he should still be playing. And it's like, no, wrong. Let's not go there. Yeah. They're not even saying that. They're just like, yeah. I guess in this statement, if they just said he paid his dues, so we're obligated to give him the resources that he paid for, that's basically what they're saying.
Yeah, I would like it to be even clearer than that. That we are doing the bare minimum just because of this. Mince no words.
I'm more offended that I saw MLB The Show commercial where it said you can unlock 190 legends of the game, mm-hmm, and Richie Sexton was one of them.
You love it.
Two-time All-Star. Richie Sexton. Prairie High School Zone.
Oh, man.
Prairie High School Zone.
Is there a gold glove in there?
No.
No? Okay.
Two-time All-Star, and I think one year he got...
a Silver Slugger or something?
A few MVP... No. He was a man of...
Not
more,
in Seattle.
More years with 150 or more strikeouts than hitting over 250.
Thanks.
Yeah, he was a king of that. His highest batting average was .310 back in 1998.
That's when a good average.
He only played 49 games.
Oh. That'll happen.
All right. That'll do it for us on this Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday from noon to 3. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Bye.
A big piece of meat.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.